Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Yesterday, we started a message called Be a Bush. And we are not talking politics here. We're talking about the burning bush in the Old Testament. I want you to hear the first part of that message. If you haven't already, you can go to our website, wvr.org, or pastorwood.org. Either of those websites should be able to take you to the recording of the first part of the message, which we aired yesterday. And today, we're going to give the conclusion of that message, and I hope, once again, that you will find it an encouragement and that you'll encourage us. Let us hear from you as God is using His Word to minister to you. Do you know how charcoal becomes charcoal? You take wood, usually, sometimes other matter, and you do a process called pyrolysis, I think it's called. It's pyrolysis. And what that means is you slowly burn it in an environment where it can't get any air. It's almost like working in a ministry. Okay? You just slowly cooked and you can't come up for air. I gotta stay here. I gotta do this. I gotta hang in. And what happens in that situation is there's still some fuel there. Okay? I mean, why do we use charcoal? It's great to cook over. But you really gotta get it hot before it'll light up. And when it burns slowly. It lasts a whole lot longer than tinder. You can not only warm yourself over, you can cook over it. It'll get hot. It'll get really hot. But it's got to have the tinder to get it going. That's why we put mentors with old people like me. Okay? You guys come in and you flame up and I say, "Oh yeah, I remember that." But no, the fact of the matter is that's not the way it's supposed to work. We don't want you to stay tinder. We don't want you to turn into charcoal. We don't want you to get rock hard like so many people who are in this line of work, so many people who are in ministry. Years ago, I became friends with a guy named Joseph Bailey. Joe Bailey wrote a number of books. He was editor of Eternity Magazine. He was a wonderful fellow. Great speaker, great teacher, great author. I took a course with him on death and dying when I was in seminary. And that's where we first met. I don't have time today to tell you his story. But I will tell you this. In subsequent years, whenever I would see him and I would go up to talk to him, Joe would look me in the eye and he would listen to what I had to say and he would ask questions and we could really talk. I've known a lot of famous people. Joe and Billy Graham are two of the few who would look you in the eye and talk with you and listen to you. Most of them, while shaking your hand, are looking off somewhere else. And even if they turn and seem to turn their gaze on you, you look into their eyes and it's like there's nobody there. There's nobody home. They're not really making eye contact. They're just looking at you like some of my blind friends look at you. They can't see you. They're trying to do the right thing and look in the right direction, but there's nothing there. And when I saw Joe do that, I said to Susan, I want to be like that when I'm his age. I want to be somebody who still listens to people. I want to be somebody who still cares about the person I'm talking with. Let me tell you, that's a rare thing. That's somebody who knew where to get air. Okay? That's somebody who didn't become as hard as stone. His heart was still tender. So, Tammy Tinder can't build a ministry on that. They can be a part of the ministry, but they burn out too quickly. Charlene Cole, Charcoal, not really what we're aiming for. Want to suggest to you, I know this is corny, but I want to give you something to hang it on mentally. Want to suggest to you, B, you remember Aunt B? B-E-A, you can write it down. B, Bush. You know Bush beans? Okay. B, Bush. Or be a bush. Open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Heavenly Father, help us to understand and believe what you are saying. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, I'm going to ask the Father, he's going to send the Spirit. The one who is with you shall be in you. What makes it possible not to become hard-hearted and still avoid burnout? Well, you got to take time off. Well, yeah, you do. You need to take time off. But that's not enough. Where does the power come from? It's not us. It's not ourselves. It's the Lord. Moses saw something. He saw a bush that was burning. No need to investigate that. But then he saw something about the bush that was burning that called for investigation. It wasn't burning up. It wasn't consumed. The fire kept burning and kept burning and kept burning and kept burning. That's not normal. That's not the way things operate. People in this kind of work tend to either burn out or get hard. Those are your options. Neither one of those is what kids need. It's just not. They don't need a bunch of people who start out saying, oh, you're precious, and end up saying, leave me alone. They don't need that. And they don't need a bunch of people who always say, leave me alone. Not now. Go do something else. They don't need that. They need somebody who demonstrates supernatural love. The kind God shows us. And there is no place to get that in a training course. It's supernatural. It is supernatural. It is supernatural. If you and I are going to give these kids what they need, we got to get it ourselves from God. We've got to be like the bush, where the fire that's burning is the fire of God. Where it's His presence, His power, His love, His grace, His compassion, His truth, His word, His spirit. That's what they need. That's the only thing that's going to change their lives. His power, not us. Well, I would just have to say what transformed my life was the power of your personality. No, Oh, no. You may have heard about the intoxicated man who came up to the famous preacher on the train. He said, "You're Mr. Moody, aren't you? I'm one of your converts." And Moody said, "Well, you must be, because you're not one of Jesus' converts." We don't need people to be impacted by just us. We need people to have their lives changed by the power of God. And so we need to display the power of God daily. David Jeremiah says the hardest thing about the Christian life is it's so daily. That's the truth. You can't just have a one-time experience and then good to go, one and done. No. We're being changed. We're being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why we're speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Why? Because we're being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's an ongoing thing that we're commanded to do. That's why we got to die daily to self, not just one time. It's an ongoing process. Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. As parents and in our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a moment to encourage us. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So,
and He's holding out His hand.
In Colossians 1:27, we read, "It is Christ in you that is the hope of glory." See, apart from Him, I can do nothing. But He can do all things. And therefore, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I love this passage. "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we've renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,'
made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. Oh, that's why that group is named that. Yeah, okay. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. I mean, if you go on, well, jump down to verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I want you to think back to when you first came here. Even maybe when you were thinking about coming here, anticipating it, you wanted to make a difference in the lives of kids. You wanted to do something that would matter for eternity. And when you first came, it was all these strange things. This is an odd subculture, okay? And we didn't just become odd by accident. This is actually designed to be different, okay? But it's odd, and it's like, oh, well, okay, so I need to do that. Oh, and I'm not supposed to do that. And what was that? But you learned, you found your way, and pretty soon you were doing your own laundry, and so you could teach the kids. And you were remembering to remind them to say, yes, ma'am, even though nobody'd ever said that to you before in your life. And you're now responsible to make sure they remember to say it. Wow, who's going to remind me? You began to do all this stuff, and pretty soon you were getting the hang of it, and you were feeling pretty good about it, and you're picking up a head of steam, and you're still climbing the hill, and then after a while, you're starting to think about breaks and vacations, and that's all fine. But let me just tell you something, folks. If you all left tomorrow, you need to know this for the rest of your life. Because it's not just the kids at the ranch who need this from you. You see, this is the way that Christians are supposed to live. I mean, literally, if God allowed the administration in Washington, D.C. to shut down all Christian ministries that deal with children because children should not be indoctrinated in an exclusivistic view of right and wrong. So anybody who tries to teach that Jesus is the only way of salvation, well, that's hate speech. We got to shut that down. Anybody who tries to say that sex outside of marriage is a sin, well, we got to shut that down. Anybody who tries to say that the Bible is God's word and must be obeyed, that's too narrow a view. We got to shut that down. If our government took that kind of approach, the fact of the matter is, we could be shut down. We could. It could happen. God forbid. It could happen. But here's the thing. What Christians are called to is still the same.
What the world needs is still the same. The solution, the answer is still the same. And if you're going to be there for your spouse, and you're going to be there for your own kids and your own grandkids, this is absolutely vital. This is absolutely vital. God is calling us not to live just a natural life. God is calling us to be His ambassadors. And we're all earthen vessels. We're all cracked. But that's where the light comes through. That's where the glory shines. God has deliberately chosen people like us who are very flawed in order to make it clear that the glory is Him, not us. So you don't have to pretend, I'm fine, really. Everything's good. Yeah, no problem. Oh, this? Oh, it's a sword, don't worry. I'm fine, really. Oh, just a little blood loss there. No, don't. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to be dishonest to represent the truth. We just need to keep pointing people to Jesus, not us. Well, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Yeah, but what was the emphasis? It is not I that live, but Christ who lives in me. That's the way we're to live. That's what gives us the power to go on. And God doesn't say, oh, you all want to be filled with the Spirit? Well, I'll do my best. I hope I've got enough for everybody. No, this is for everybody. This is for everybody if we will yield ourselves afresh to Him. He will empower us to do what He calls us to do. He will. He promised. So I just don't know that I have the energy. You don't. He does. Well, are you saying that, you know, then if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we don't really have to sleep? No. The Bible says He gives His beloved sleep. But we should never take a day off. No. He said, 6 days thou shalt labor, and the seventh shalt thou rest. So you're saying that if we do what God says, He'll provide what we need. Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying that the Bible says that He has given us in Christ everything we need for life and godliness. That's really good news. Because if God's resources are inexhaustible, then we don't have to be afraid that we're going to run out of steam as long as we're doing what He's called us to do. So are you saying that because of this, you expect all of us to stay here until we die? No. No. Not unless you're going to die during this meeting. Okay? What I'm saying is that whatever God calls us to do, He will equip us to do, and He will empower us to do. And we don't have to try and pace ourselves to be sure that, you know, well, I know God asks me to do this, but I just don't think I better do that because that might be too much. Too much for who? Abide in Him and you will bear fruit for eternity. I am the vine, you are the branches, Jesus said. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Folks, this is good news. It's His power at work in us. Be a bush. Let Him burn brightly through you. And He will be glorified. And you will be gratified. You will not be disappointed in Him.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.